WRPB 448. Hello there.
Hey, Kurt. Happy New Year, my brother. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I was waiting to hear your voice pop up, and I wanted to return the same. Happy New Year to you as well. How have you been?
I heard you on there the other night, but I couldn't jump in there. I had an Uber passenger in the vehicle, so I try to not use the radio when I have passengers. But yeah, everything's been going good. You know, can't complain too much.
Oh, very good. Yeah, not much happening over here. Just been at home, looking out the window, looking at all the pretty snow. Happy that I'm not going anywhere in it, but yeah, things are well here. Over.
Yeah, fine business. I mean, it's been kind of flurrying on and off up here since yesterday, but it really isn't doing too much of anything. I was just happy last week I was able to get out of here before that storm and not have to start dealing with that mess for too long of the trip.
Did you have a good trip?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I left Monday afternoon, right, a couple hours after this mess started, and, I just kind of took it easy. I really didn't have too many issues. 75 was shut down already when I left, but I don't take that anyway. I take 13 down to 69, and by the time I got to Lansing, it was pretty smooth going the rest of the way, and, I spent some time with the kids, went to the casino, won a couple bucks, so overall it was a good trip. How was your holiday season?
Well, uneventful, which is, well, we did have a passing in the family, but it was kind of not a shocker. Other than that, pretty uneventful. The wife had a good visit with her family, and I got a surprise from my old store owner, stopped by and delivered something to my house, which I thought was really nice of them because they didn't have to do that. That made my Christmas right there was just that little gift. The littlest things go the longest way. Over.
Definitely agree with that. I have always been and have a difficult time instilling in my children that, it's not about what you get, it's who you get it from, and the thoughts and the love behind it, that's what really matters, whether it's something that costs a dollar or, $500. The price tag doesn't equal how important that person is to you.